Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about prompting AI coding tools for production-ready code. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So what's the core message here? Is it all about ditching vibe coding and getting serious?
Exactly. The speaker emphasizes moving beyond just playing around with code and focusing on methods for building real, production-quality applications. He introduces four distinct coding modes to achieve this.
Four modes? I'm intrigued. What are they?
It starts with throwaway code mode, which is essentially prototyping. It's useful for quick UI tests and experimenting. But the resulting code is, well, thrown away.
Got it. So, what's next?
Then there's new project mode, for setting up the groundwork of a brand new application. The emphasis here is on getting the boilerplate right and ensuring all libraries are current to avoid future headaches.
Makes sense. A solid foundation is key. What about adding new features to an existing project?
That's covered by, you guessed it, new feature mode. Here, larger code changes are acceptable, even encouraged, but careful planning and iteration are crucial. The speaker emphasizes talking through the options with the AI and having a definitive plan.
So, it's not just about generating code. It's about collaborating with the AI.
Absolutely. The speaker actually advocates for having a conversation with the AI, discussing pros, cons, and different approaches before any code is written. That struck me as a really smart approach.
I see. Interesting. And the final mode?
The last mode is feature improvement, bug fix mode. This one is all about surgical precision, making small, frequent iterations to existing code. He stresses the importance of keeping changes small and committing often. This is also where his custom pair programmer mode comes into play.
Pair programmer mode? Tell me more.
It's a modified code mode that forces the AI to offer multiple approaches with pros and cons before implementing anything. It's designed to prevent the AI from going off on a tangent and making bad decisions.
I'm a little skeptical. Doesn't that slow down the process? Sometimes you just want the AI to code.
I get that. But the speaker argues that in production, especially for small changes, it's better to be deliberate and ensure the AI makes the right changes, even if it takes a little longer.
Fair point. I can see the value in preventing those "why did the AI do that" moments.
Precisely. And he demos his pair programmer mode in action, showcasing how it guides the AI and helps him make informed decisions.
So overall, it sounds like the key takeaway here is to be strategic and intentional with AI coding tools, especially in production environments.
Exactly. It's not about blindly accepting whatever the AI generates. It's about using these tools effectively to build better, more maintainable code. Got it.
Thanks for breaking that down. A lot to think about.
You're welcome. And that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Goodbye.